With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Pulitzer Prize winner Ron Powers has turned out a nifty book that is part memoir, part journalism. In White Town Drowsing, Powers writes nostalgically of his boyhood in Hannibal, Missouri, and he tells us what happened in 1985 as Hannibal celebrated the sesquicentennial of the birth of Mark Twain.
Mark Twain blessed and cursed Hannibal with his legacy, much as the Mississippi River blessed and cursed the town by being there.
Ron Powers says the river's blessing was that it was beautiful and carried commerce. The curse was that it flooded. As for Mark Twain, he has indelibly embedded Hannibal in the nation's memory.
A lot of people who have never been to Hannibal feel as if they had been. The curse is that, in a sense, the Mark Twain legacy becomes something that a town like Hannibal clings to.
Clings to in an age when the natural economy of the old river town has all but collapsed, and Hannibal now strives desperately for the tourist trade.
There was a Tom Sawyer Theater and a Huck Finn Burger Bar and an Injun Joe Motel.
Ron Powers' father was the Fuller Brushman in Hannibal. Even though the town was remote, 100 miles from the nearest large city, Powers had the sense of being in the center of things.
We could walk down Hill Street on a summer afternoon, where the Mark Twain boyhood home is, and look at the license plates on the cars that had come to see us. And we'd see Delaware and California and New York.
Powers moved from Hannibal when he was 17, but he could not escape his boyhood memories.
When my first son was born, which happened on my 40th birthday, a lot of memories came flooding back. I started to think about what was special about being a boy.
Such as the smell of the town as it changed from season to season.
Crab apples in the fall and the cut grass in the spring.
Ron Powers tells the story of Hannibal, Missouri with great affection in White Town Drowsing, published by the Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Ron Powers' book, White Town Drowsing, is an evocative memoir of his boyhood in Hannibal, Missouri. It is also a devastating chronicle of a folly, Hannibal's attempt to cash in on the 1985 sesquicentennial of the birth of its most famous native son, Mark Twain.
I had heard that the town was gearing up to celebrate the 150th birthday of Mark Twain. They were going to hire, in fact, they did hire, an Eastern consultant who specialized in commemorations.
And who promised Hannibal he could bring in $500 million in tourist money. Ron Powers says Hannibal City fathers were looking for a quick fix, something to revive the town's stagnant economy.
When Mark Twain was writing Huckleberry Finn in the 1870s, most of the storefronts that are still up on North Main Street were up then.
So Hannibal planned a 7-month-long mini World's Fair by turning the town into a theme park.
We'll bring in rock concerts, and we'll have a riverboat regatta. We'll have a Good Golly Aunt Polly rock and roll revival.
But hoped-for corporate contributions failed to materialize.
The vice presidents in charge of donations looked at their plan and said, "How many hotels do you have?" "Well, we have a Holiday Inn. But you expect 1 million people. What are you going to do?"
The project proved to be too big for little Hannibal. The town became divided. The mayor was ousted from office, and the Mark Twain sesquicentennial turned out to be the modest, low-key event that Hannibal should have planned all along. Ron Powers says he's glad he went back.
Part of my odyssey back to Hannibal was to see what was happening, and another part of it was to see whether I could, in fact, re-enter these old rhythms and part those invisible curtains and be a boy in the town again.
Which, as Ron Powers tells us in White Town Drowsing, he could not. Published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.